A judge in Portage County has ruled that the Department of Natural Resources must complete an ongoing environmental impact study before issuing Perrier a final permit for its plant. An attorney for the group Concerned Citizens of Newport called the ruling a slap in the face for the DNR. Glenn Stoddard says it will at the very least delay Perrier's plans to build a Wisconsin plant and could very well scuttle the plan altogether.
I think we may well see Perrier simply withdraw from Wisconsin. They've been trying to hang on here by a thread so that they could come back if things didn't go well in Michigan and elsewhere. I think what this says is they're not going to be able to play this game any longer.
A spokesperson for Perrier disagreed strongly with Stoddard's interpretation of the ruling. Lynn Morgan says the judge actually praised both Perrier and the DNR for going beyond the requirements of the law in assessing the bottling plant's environmental impact. She acknowledged that the ruling does require the DNR to do further study before issuing a final permit, but she says the company had already promised to do that anyway.
We agreed to provide additional environmental studies that would allow DNR to determine where wells could be constructed, how many wells could be constructed, and what withdrawal rates would be allowed at those wells. We intend to do that. Whether or not a permit will be needed, you know, at any point in time after that remains to be seen.
DNR Secretary Daryl Bazell says the judge made it clear in the ruling that it would not apply to any other bottling plants and that further study on this one is only required because of a side agreement the DNR signed with Perrier. Perrier plans to open a Midwest plant near Grand Rapids, Michigan later this spring, and the company says it'll keep its options open for the Wisconsin plant if the demand for bottled water continues to rise. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.